race 9 at Flemington, 10 Polar Vortex, 11 Mar Jones, 12 La Florette, and 17 Cosmic Song. 10, 11, 12, and 17. That's the information for Flemington. The Gold Coast, well, the Gold Coast this morning has been marked as a soft 7, penetrometer 5.3, and the rail is true. There's a chance of somewhere between 4 and 10 millimetres of rain at the Gold Coast today. And these are the current scratchings for the program. Race 1 is clear. Oh, correction, take that back. Race 1, take out 11, Do I Have To, number 11. Race 2 at the Gold Coast, 3 Lupo Nero and 8 Below, 3 and 8. The third, number 2, Margin Trader, number 2. The fourth, number 3, Vienna Queen, 8 All Troops, 9 Puffs Girl and 10 Simply Ming, 3, 8, 9 and 10. The fifth, take out at the moment, number 2, Good Job Bro and 4, Eugenie, 2 and 4. Race 6, number 1, Sky Kingdom, 2 Emerald City and 6 Dance of Heroes, 1, 2 and 6. Race 7, number 11, Manea. And in race 8, take out 5, Just Orm, 7, Rich Affair, 11, I Got a Nell, and the emergency 17 and 19. 5, 7, 11, 17 and 19. They're the current scratchings. Obviously, they're behind us, but that gives you an outline of where they're heading at this stage. And Morfordville Parks in Adelaide, it's fine and a good 4. Penetrometer 5.48. And these very close to Intrum. Race 1, number 4, Love Club, 5 Mel Zoom, 10 La Santa and 12 Perfect Kisses, 4, 5, 10 and 12. The second, 9 Boundary Girl, 11 Fontaine Lane, 12 Wyoming Lake and 14 Sunny Scene, 9, 11, 12 and 14. The third, number 2, Sudden Moment, 3 Mabarco and 10 Deverich, 2, 3 and 12. The fourth is clear, race 5, number 2, Galaxy Falls, number 2. Race 6 in Adelaide, 9 Bawawa and 10 Punch and Journey, 9 and 10. The 7th's been hit by scratchings, 3 Mulder, 6 Impulse Buy, 7 On the Line, 10 Valanda Princess, 11 Icelandic Star, 14 Star Player and 17 Xander Can. 3, 6, 7, 10, 11, 14 and 17. And race 8, 1 Point Drummond, 7 Akbar Mahal and 8 Marco Polo, 1, 7 and 8. They watered yesterday, 10 millimetres went on, good for the Morfordville Parks. On Sky Sports Radio, Peter Alice will preview that meeting at 11 this morning. There are all the scratchings. In a moment, we start the preview for Longines Golden Slipper Day.
AstiVita.com.au, up to 70% off products including wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, with a new black chrome finish out soon, plus they have vanities, toilet sweeps, basins and freestanding and drop-in baths and so much more. 2U already over 50 service locations with free delivery to most areas. AstiVita.com.au, up to 70% off, an Aussie company since 2007. That's AstiVita.com.au.
Favourite ice cream?
Strawberry.
Species of cat?
More of a dog man.
Movie?
Easy. Die Hard. All of them.
Huh. Okay. Your favourite horse to win this weekend?
Well, there's Wildfire. She's a great filly. Oh, and there's Black Truffle. She's a proven galloper. And you can't forget Suave Fella. He always powers home. I mean, that's like...
Can't choose between the horses you love? Bundle all the runners you love in the one price. And if any of them win, you win with Tab's Bundle Bet. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Be a part of the Dynamic Syndications team. Having been active at the Magic Millions New Zealand Premier and English yearling sales, Dynamic proudly offer owners the highest quality yearlings by Reader's Choice, Fastnet Rock, Lonro, Medaglia Doro, Smart Missile, All Too Hard, Piero, and First Crop Size, Sizzling, Epaulette, and Dundeel. All yearlings passed our vigorous selection criteria and a full vet inspection. Find out more. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
Did you know that over a third of jockeys are involved in a fall every year? Even the best jockeys can have their lives changed in an instant.
That's why Lucrative Super is a proud partner of the National Jockeys Trust, ensuring strong ongoing financial support for injured
injured jockeys and their families. You'll see the Lucrif Super name on the backside of every jockey. Lucrif Super, the award-winning super fund.
Find out how Lucrif Super can help you. Jump online today and search for Jockey's Backside.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love our $1 million guaranteed first four pool on the Golden Slipper at Rose Hill Gardens today. Terms and conditions at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Everyone getting into place here at Rose Hill, and our OB Van Glen Munsey's joining us right beside us here now. Ron Duffacy is here, and so too is Mark Van Gestel, the Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales, who walked the track from around quarter to six. Mark, just emphasising again, we're on a heavy 10, but certainly safe for racing, and you'll monitor that as we get through the meeting.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. We obviously had a good look at it this morning. It had a pretty good base to it, considering the weather that we've had. But we'll keep an eye on the clouds above over the next few hours, and hopefully, we don't get any significant rain between now and the start of the meeting.
Yeah, we've had a couple of light showers go through, but nothing more at this stage. Let's hope it stays that way, stays away. All right, mate, I'll get you to whip through these for us.
Yeah, Andrew, out of the first race, Kanema at Randwick on the 4th of March. It did race very keenly. I over-raced quite badly in the early and middle stages. It's got a couple of gear changes today, but significantly a naught bit goes onto the horse, so it might enable it to settle in the run. Take it to the Randwick then, and Hartnell. We spoke to the connection with respect to his performance in the Chipping Norton. Finished 8th behind Winx in that race, but it raced wide without cover, and John O'Shea indicated to us that it's essential that this horse is the horse that races with cover, and also indicated may not have handled the quick backup or the 2-week backup. So space that's runs from last start to today, and there were certainly some excuses offered. I take it to the Slipper, Andrew, and Minari. Spoke to Tim Clark in respect to his ride at Ramick on the 4th of March. Anticipated going forward, it was bumped at the start and lost some ground, so he elected to go back, and it then did race wide on that track. Tim Clark said initially responded, and probably its condition it gave out about 200 metres, and it did have that issue leading into the Todman, and obviously would derive benefit from that run. Take it into the 8th and Fell Swoop in the Galaxy. Crawford Stewart reported there that it knuckled at the start, and post-race it was found to have galloped on both front legs, and that was tendered as a reason for its disappointing performance, beaten 3.5 lengths by Scheidel, but had some excuses and the appropriate veterinary clearance had been received. In the 9th, Andrew, Ambience at Ramick on the 3rd of March, just shortly after straightening, received a pretty heavy bump from Van Dancer, just as I said, on straightening, and the ride there became quite badly unbalanced, and I thought its effort in the circumstances was not too bad, beaten 6 lengths, but really received that heavy bump at the top of the straight. So they're probably the horses worth mentioning, Andrew.
Okay, we appreciate that, Mark. We'll see you, and obviously plenty of updates through the day for our listeners and viewers from your area. Thanks a lot, mate.
Okay, thank you.
Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales, as we welcome in from the TAB, Glen Munsey. Morning to you, Muns.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, Ronnie. I really didn't think I was going to be here today. The rain we've had at our place overnight.
Out towards the coast as well. It's torrential out at Randwick.
Yeah, and my garage, I can tell you, is about a heavy 12.
Well, the good news is we are on. We're on a heavy 10, but certainly safe. Mike Fraser's with us as well, and we're going to go right through this massive 10-race card over the next 55 minutes or so. So, Glenn, let's get hooked into it. The first race, you wouldn't need one today, the Irresistible Pools Mannion Cup.
Well, if you had one, Andrew, I'd be able to fill it up, because I can tell you mine's overflowing at the moment. We've got in the first here, Allergic is a $4.80 chance. Kinemar, Raft of Gear Changes today. The Norton bit goes on, the Cross Nose Man comes off, the Lugging bit comes off, and the Offside Bubble Checker all come off today, and it's a $5 chance. Big Duke is at $3.40. Our Century, $3.20 and favourite. Cafe Society at 10. Shalmanazar with the winkers on, but the blinkers off at $17. And Paragon is a $51 chance. Not massive interest in the first. Punters believe Darren Weir can chalk up a win in Sydney with Big Duke. It's the most popular runner here. We gave as much as $4.50 about it in the final field. Over Allergic, second pick. Our Century, third pick.
Yeah, no pressure here. Looks like Cafe Society will roll to the front from the bottom one. Paragon, Chalmanisser should posse up. Our Century can be a little closer. It was ridden off the speed last up, but from that draw, can just probably follow those first three and take the sit.
Yeah, I agree with that. Look, I'm keen on four here, our Century. I've got a good enough push from Lloyd this morning. Well, obviously, everything's up in the air with a heavy 10 here, but he looks an up-and-coming talent to my eye. He's I thought that Wangaratta was very good. The figures out of the race were good. His last sectional was great. The only thing you're gambling on is the wet. I'm happy with him. I think Allergic, the backup horse, he's fully wound up now, and he's two runs at 2,400 in his career are acceptable. Big Duke, look, he's got no heavy experience, but he's genuine. He's tough. He's had a long prep, but Darren can do that with his horses. And Kinema's he gets to his right distance now, and that race wasn't run to suit him last time. 4-1-3-2.
4-1-3-5 for pretty much all the same reasons. He was very impressive for Wangaratta. I went and had a look at his overseas form. He did have a run at Chester on a rain-affected track. It was a 2,080-metre race. They ran 2:20.49, so that's pretty heavy there. And as Lloyd pointed out, he's got a good second in his career to Hartnell at Ascot over 3,200 metres. He's much better than these. He on top, Allergic, clear second pick. He's fifth up here. He's won fifth up his last two preps, so he's ready to go. 3-5 for the Miners. 4-1-3-5.
Darren Flindell goes 5 on top to beat 3-2-1. 5-3-2-1 in race 1. Race 2, Glenn, let's have a look at this one now, the birthday card.
The TAB birthday card, Andrew. Please get the sponsor right if you don't mind. A stack of promotions and things going on today at TAB, so check out tab.com.au for all of those. And we've got Nancy here as a $6.50 chance. Zestful at 7. Hieroglyphics at $6.50. Tempt Me Not, Tony Brazzle's one of his specials at $8.50. Almighty Girl at 17. Raymond is the $3.20 favourite. Hermosa Beach out this morning, 3 cents a win, nothing the place. Samantha at $4.40. Zara Bay out this morning, 2 cents a win and nothing the place. And 50 Shades of Grey is a $35 chance. Best supported runner here is Samantha over Raymond.
And Mike, how do you see the pace in race 2 here, the birthday card?
I think Tempt Me Not will roll forward with Raymond from a wide draw. Then there's a little bit of a bunch up behind them with horses like Nancy, Hieroglyphics, and what was the other one there? I had Almighty Girl. But, yeah, the Tempt Me Not and the favourite probably rolling forward, number 6.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm not hot on tipping first up horses on heavy 10s, but this is an exception. She only had 2 months off. That trial behind Russian Revolution was very good. She should have been unbeaten last preparation. She ran second in her time, and remember, she just couldn't get up on the inside, got chopped out that day. So in her time, went on and won 2 Group 2s and was competitive in a Group 1 the other day. I think she'll win. 6 on top. I think Zestful's the danger. I thought her run, considering the bias, was maybe the best one out of that race. 3 Hieroglyphics, hasn't done too much wrong this prep, and Nancy, misconsistency. Samantha, good chance, I just couldn't fit her in. 6-2-3-1.
I thought this was a pretty tough race myself. I've gone fairly wide here with Joe Pride's new horse, Almighty Girl. I thought she was pretty good first up at Canberra in that open company race there, where she was sitting wide up on a pretty hot speed. Her second up form is okay. I think she should tag the pace. And looking for a wet track form, she's a half to a horse called I Get Around. It had one run on a heavy track at 1 by 7 lengths and one run on a slow track at 1 by 6 lengths pulling up. So hoping the breeding takes it along here. And just at the value, I'm going to lean towards it to beat the 3 Hieroglyphics. Abdullah goes back on. Nothing wrong with its form in recent times. Good second the other day. 8-1 for the Miners. 5-3-8-1.
For Darren Flindell, he goes the 8 Samantha to beat 6-3-2. 8-6-3-2 for Darren in race number 2. Race 3 here on this massive golden slipper day, 10 race card. And we should mention, Glenn, again, that the quaddie is on races 6, 7, 8 and 9 today. Don't get caught out with the normal last 4 races. Because it was an added race, the TAB decided with the ATC to stick with 6, 7, 8 and 9.
Yeah, so the best way to handle it, Andrew, is it's normal races for all the exotics, early quaddie, normal quaddie, daily double, the like.
Yep.
All we've done is added a race at the end of the program.
Exactly.
So treat everything as per normal, but we have a 10 race card instead of 9. So the third here, the Quickway Constructions Derby Munro, where Tactical Advantage is the $2.50 favourite. Darren at $6. Cogliere at $18. Crafty Cop's a $7 chance. Now, Glenall came out on Wednesday, 12 cents a win and 11 cents a place. My Country at 14, Generalissimo at 15, Star of Monsoon at 15, Demolition came out Wednesday, 7 cents a win, 7 cents a place. War Hero, 41, Conchita at 14, Improvement at 7, and Raymond, who's running in the previous, came out Wednesday, 9 cents a win and 10 cents a place. Best supported runner here, round about a third of the money, is on Tactical Advantage, which has double the amount on Crafty Cop, which is second pick, and then half as much again to My Country, third pick.
Speed in the race. Well, Crafty Cop holds its spot from a good draw, and the two drawn out wide there, Conchita and Improvement, they've both got plenty of gate speed. They'll come across, and I think those three will sort the issue with a Tactical Advantage and My Country just behind them.
Yeah, he's a ripper, this horse. Tactical Advantage, he just sits outside the lead there the other day and strolls away, and usual pattern with him, a 28-day break, a little soft trial in between. That soft trial was on a heavy track, so little question marks that he hasn't had a heavy run, but that's the day, isn't it? That's what we're working with. He's on top. I think Darren's the danger. He's had his two runs back now, and he has performed well in Sydney in the past. I think it was the up-and-coming stakes on a wet track he ran well in last year. Of the others, a big improver here is Conchita. Now, she stayed on the rail the other day, and look, I know she was beaten 4.5 lengths or so, but she wasn't bad. She's won on a heavy track. She's got speed. She's going to be chipping away there and has got a hope at $14. And Crafty Cop off that win at Canterbury, probably a little bit bias-assisted there, but still, he could be on the up. 1-2-11-4.
I'm 2-1-4-6 here. I'm with Darren. I thought both runs back this prep being good. Was a good third in the Zetative at Caulfield last start. As Ronnie pointed out, he's got Sydney experience. He did win on a slow to dead track first up last prep, so he gets a bit of a tick there. And I, as I say, with the Sydney experience, he should be charging home late. Tactical Advantage, obviously the danger is in great form, this horse. He's unbeaten with four wins from four attempts as preparation. Last Rosehill win was on a dead to slow track. He's just got to get through the heavy ground. He's going to be up in the firing line all the way. He'll race well. Four for third, Crafty Cop. And number six for fourth, My Country. I thought this one's a bit of a roughie at a price. Trialled quite nicely and has got some fresh form, but I'm a little bit opposed with horses first up on a day like today. 2-1-4-6.
Darren Flindell likes the toppy Tactical Advantage to beat 3, 4 and 8. 1, 3, 4 and 8. That's the first three. We'll look at the Randvet after the break.
The NRL is heating up as clubs try to break away from the rest of the pack early. This week in Big League, we profile two of the best ever, Jonathan Thurston and Cameron Smith, together with Penrith's young halves Nathan Cleary and Tamari Martin and the Matautia brothers. We also ask Sharks players whether they can defend their premiership. George Burgess admits he deserved to be dropped, and Dylan Napa says an origin spot has been driving him for years. And we figure out whether the Raiders can recover from their slow start. Big League, your most trusted source of rugby league info and the highest selling rugby league publication in the country. On sale now in news agencies, supermarkets and at every NRL game every week.
Where only the best of the best are on offer. 480 of Australia and New Zealand's finest yearlings from international bloodlines carefully selected. The Inglis Australian Easter Yearling Sale, April 4 to 6 at Newmarket, Sydney. Visit inglis.com.au.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $1 million guaranteed first four pool on the Golden Slipper at Rosehill Gardens today. And a $20,000 quaddie jackpot at Wentworth Park tonight. Now you can check your ticket and collect your winnings anytime, anywhere. Check, collect, celebrate with the Tab app. So place a bet you'll never forget on your Tab app, online at tab.com.au or at your local Tab today. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
We're getting ready.
Gonna look out best.
Everyone's on their way
to the championship.
Don't miss all the excitement of racing's premier event. The Country Championships are coming to Albury.
Come on, come on, come on.
The Championships, Albury, Sunday, March 19.
Sydney's Racing Crown, the Championships, April 1 and 8.
Sky Sports Radio, taking a look at Golden Slipper Day. Andrew Bensley, Ron Duffacy, and Glenn Munsey with us.
Has Glenn got taken
and
it over?
There we go. Andrew Bensley back with us. In fact, he's not for the moment. What we might do is take a look at race number four, where we're taking out number two, Preferment. Mike Fraser's still with us, and in this one of the key races, really, on the day, the Rambit Stakes. Mike, how does it set up?
Yeah, well, we've lost our boys there, so we better just soldier on our own. Look, lack of speed here. I've got Stratum Star taking up the running from He's Our Rocky and Hartnell. Should be a slowly run race. I might as well go through my tips while we're waiting for the boys to come back online. I've settled on Hartnell in this race. So I know he's a short price favourite. He's coming off a last start failure. But I think his first up effort at Randwick behind Winx was a little bit of a gut buster, because I did hear Huey Bowman, when he was interviewed earlier, saying that that run actually took a little bit out of the mighty mare Winx. So it's understandable that the same could have happened here to Hartnell, because he was very disappointing at his most recent run, also behind Winx and then Chipping Norton. I think if he bounces back here, getting out to 2,000 metres on a heavy track, he's going to be really hard to beat. I've got him on top of the five, United States. He comes up here from the Melbourne on the back of two really good runs. He came through the Peter Young and the Australian Cup behind Humidor. Both runs were good. He's got Sydney experience. He's got third up experience. He's got heavy track credentials to his name. I'm sure he's going to acquit himself well. Stratum Star comes out of those same two races. Another one that does get through the ground. He's got to be in the mix for sure. And for fourth, I've thrown in number seven, Antonio Giuseppe. A little bit disappointing there, second up. He sort of was a short price favourite and a lot was expected of him, but he's another that could have been suffering a little from the first up syndrome after his big first up win. So my numbers as a stand are 1, 5, 3 and 7. Have we got the boys back on deck yet?
Not just yet though, Mike. Okay. By this stage of the day though, how do you feel the track's going to be playing? We're only going to have seven in the race. How do you think we're possibly going to be looking by that stage?
Well, look, we've got a 3 metre rail there at Rose Hill today, and invariably when the track gets heavy, they have a tendency to want to get away from the rail. But the one thing we've really got to keep an eye on here is if we get rain on the day. We made the point last week and the week before that if the rain comes during the day, it really can throw us up a bit of a conundrum. But I would imagine that initially I'd be looking for horses that are on pace and getting away from the rail, maybe 5 to 6 wide in the straight. Of course, that could all change if the rain comes and they get wider and wider and wider. But initially, I'm definitely looking for on paces and getting away from the rail a little bit in the straight.
Okay, and just recapping, taking a look at race number four, the Rambit Stakes, which goes at 5 minutes past two. The fixed odds prices at the moment, we've got Hartnell the favourite at $2. Number two is our Preferment. Three, Stratum Star at $9. Four, our Hivenhoe at $10. Five, the United States at $4.20. Six, He's Our Rocky at $15. Seven, Antonio Giuseppe currently at $8.50. Eight, Sophia Rosa at $8. Still waiting to establish our line back at the track at Rose Hill Gardens. We might press on, Mike, and then the boys can come back in with their selections. So we'll skip over to race number five, which is the China Horse Club at George Ryder Stakes over the 1,500 metres. One, Chautauqua at 7.50. Two, La Romaine at 10. Three, Hauraki 21. Four, is out Tossum Stardom. Five, Lee Baz 201. Six, McCreary 51. Seven is out. Eight, Winx at $1.15 fixed odds. And nine, Cyfeed at 301.
Okay, well, the speed in the race here, I think, well, the two on paces are Le Romaine and Lee Baz. Probably Lee Baz will probably take up the running from Le Romaine. Huey's got options there on Winx. She's drawn the outside in this small field, but with Chautauqua and Hauraki and McCreary going back, Huey could quite possibly drop into a beautiful spot, maybe third or fourth, just tagging this speed. They won't fly. It'll be a truly run race. The tempo of the race really should fall into her place. And I think that it's just the great uncertainty of racing. That's about the only thing that could beat her. Look, if this race was like a 1,300 or maybe a 1,400-metre race, you might say, you know, Chautauqua can run a strong 1,400. He's got to get through the heavy ground and run out a 1,500-metre event today. So that sort of brings him back to the field as far as being a realistic chance of knocking her off. Of course, Le Romaine has come back in fine form. He has no issues with the 1,500. He's won both his runs back this prep. He gets through the ground. He's going to get on pace favours. but I doubt very much that he'd be able to hold the mare out. She's my clear first pick to beat Le Romain. Chautauqua for third, as I said, the 1500 is probably just a little bit of a stretch for him. And Araki, he wasn't too bad first up, probably will need another run, but he can certainly be in the mix for the exotic end of things. So in race five, I'm 8-2, 1-3.
Okay, and we're back. We lost power out there, Mike. So, yeah, my apologies there. We've lost power, but we're now back in. Ron, give
stop
us...
Stop lying. You're pressing them buttons. You didn't know what you were pushing.
No, just...
He put the percolator on.
I went for a bite of sausage roll, and we went off air. Ron, give us your tips in the George Ryder.
Race
five.
Okay, I haven't done race
no,
four
No, we'll
okay,
come
race
back
five.
To the fifth. Yeah.
Look... What do you want me to say? You know, what hasn't been said about this champion mare. Eight on top. Chautauqua is the danger. Two, Le Romain, is right up there as well. And best of the rest is Araki. But she stands alone. 8, 1, 2, 3.
Okay. Darren Flindell in the George Ryder likes 8 to beat 2, 1, and 3. 8, 2, 1, and 3. Now, Glenn, in regard to the George Ryder, Hamish back in the studio, good move, Hamish. You went through the markets. What's been the go here? Is that Winx dominating, obviously?
Well, the one punter had 67,000 on Andrew, I think it was Thursday, at $1.15. She remains $1.13. That's roughly half what we've got out of her. I think there's no doubt in the world she'll get out in the races today.
Okay.
Same way the bookies wanted to take her on at Randwick, heavy 10. This is a race with more depth than she's taken on her first two runs back from a spell, so I think she'll drift for sure.
Any petty cash out of sale feed here for the company?
Put it this way, Ron, a very handy serving of duck pancakes, probably some salt and pepper prawns, and a couple of dozen Moretti's at China Doll.
Righto. So that's
but double that out of Labaz.
Fair
okay, yeah. They're going Labaz. All right, so that's the George Ryder. Ron, we'll go back to race four while we lost power. Can you give us your tips, run through them in the Randvet race four?
I think he's under the odds, the favourite. He's a very good winning chance, but he's just off a mystery run, Hartnell. So I've got to go to the United States here. He's on the back up. He was brilliant in this race last year. Jar out of the track is the key to him, whether it's the real heavy is the key to him, I'm not sure, we'll find out. Hartnell's the danger. Seven, Antonio Giuseppe, you know, he just had too much to do last week, just a little above himself. And Sophia Rosa, well, she will eat the mud. And she presents nicely third up, the Oaks winner, 5-1, 7-8.
And Darren Flindell goes exactly the same way, 5-1, 7-8. So we're up to date now with races, the first five. And in regard to the moves with Tab in the Randvet?
Best supported runner easily, Andrew. The United States, I think he'll get to 250 Hartnell, minimum.
So he's two at the moment.
He's $2 at the moment. He's actually 195 out to two so far today, out from 180 originally. Best supported runner, the United States. Second pick is Hartnell, but right behind him is our Ivanhoe.
Okay. All right, so they're the first five races. Let's continue on now with the Sky Racing Rose Hill Guineas. Many of these prospects of derbies and things like that and ginger nuts, well, it needs a good run for them to pay up to run in the derby.
Yeah, he's not nominated at the moment. We did put him in the derby, Andrew, with a price, but not nominated there. We'll start with the prized icon as a $6 chance. Ginger nuts also at $6. I noticed in Best Bets they got him as a gelding, but that's an anomaly. Yeah. I think comes into the system with overseas horses.
It doesn't happen racing New South Wales, don't put that on there. Anyone doing gear changes of a Wednesday afternoon should go straight to Racing New South Wales.
So Ginger Nuts is a $6 chance as well. Seaburge at $16. Inference is at $3.20. That price makes it favourite. Coming through at $8.50. Anaheim's at $12. Sosie Bon at $31. Sizzling Bullet at $17. Impavido is an $8.50 chance. Land of Plenty at $41. Harper's Choice at $18. And Hollywood Mo is a $61 chance. Best supported runner here is the favourite Inference. Went up $3.60 in the final field after being $4.50 in the all-in market. He's a $3.20 chance. Second pick is actually Ginger Nuts. Went up $8 in all-in, $6 final field. And third pick is Prized Icon. And coming through here, looking to emulate coming through that won at Thursday at Ellerslie, but it's all one word coming through.
Okay.
One on protest, Donna Logan.
All right, we've got the important coming through here, though. Mike, what about the pace in the Guineas?
The speed in the race, I think, is a little bit messy. It's a bit up in the air. Obviously, Prized Icon can go forward if it so desires. This bottom one, Hollywood Mo, I think if it was drawn a little wider, it may be more likely to be the leader, because it does take a little bit of time to get going. And for Barrier 1, if they shut it out, that's the end of it. But it can go forward. Harper's Choice from a wide draw can also go forward. And, of course, it got coming through there. So I found this race from a speed angle, Ronnie, a little bit messy. And I wasn't 100% sure who was going to lead.
I couldn't agree more. I agree with everything you said about Hollywood Mo. He made a mid-race move the other day, and I think he did in the VRC Derby back in the spring as well. He took off early, wide, and ran a great race, but he just needs that clear running for the first 50 metres to gather his momentum up. But this does look a slow race, a very slow race. So, look, I still think he picks himself the favourite inference. I know he found the fast lane the other day, but he did it all on his own. He made that long, sustained run round the outside fence there. I thought he was fantastic, and there's upside with him. Now, look, don't be surprised if he races closer from an inside draw here today. I think the best long shot of the day is here, number 7, Sosibon. He was in the wrong part of the track there in the Australian Guineas. He was, go back to the VRC Derby where a lot of this form comes from, and he was hard in the market that day running fourth. Nice horse. Of the others, Impavido, still in his first racing preparation, but, wow, he should have finished much closer in the Randwick Guineas. And 2 Ginger Nuts is the X factor here. He looks a really nice horse. He settles well, he sprints well, and he's handled wet tracks. So he could come right into play here. And these New Zealanders that come over, invariably their first run is their best. 4, 7, 9, and 2.
Yeah, I'm with Inference also. I think he's the way to go. He's been progressive both runs this prep. He was good winning the Randwick Guineas. The only box he's got to tick is to repeat that run. If he holds that the Randwick Guineas run, he's really hard to beat. His wet track form is good. Tommy Berry's got a good handle on the horse. He'll be hard to stitch. I put in number 10 for second, Land of Plenty. This is another Victorian that's come up here. He was luckless first up at Flemington. The 2 subsequent runs, he was never on the track in the CS Hayes. And he's another one that came down the outside of the track after sitting wide for the entire race in the Australian Guineas. He's a horse with a bit of ability also. He falls into a similar category to Sosibon. So he's my second pick. 9 for third, Improvado. We all saw his luck. Well, he's actually been luckless his last 2 starts. He's been shut out in both of those runs and got to the line. And it should be noted he came back in distance last start, which wouldn't have been a benefit. So back to 2,000. He ticks quite a lot of boxes. And Prized Icon, the Derby winner, you can't leave him out. Both runs back have been good. He was in the best part of the track in Melbourne the other day, but he is a top colt, and he should get on-pace favours. 4, 10, 9, and 1.
For Darren Flindell, he likes Impavado here for Bjorn Baker and Jeff Lloyd. 9 on top to beat 4, 1, and 10. 9, 4, 1, and 10 in the Sky Racing Rose Hill Guineas. 4 races to come. This is Sky Sports Radio, Sky Thoroughbred Central, and Sky Racing 1 looking at Slipper Day here at Rose Hill.
Harvey Norman's massive clearance outlet is open 7 days. It's the only one in Sydney, and it's at Mascot. Full of manufacturer's seconds, ex-display stock, scratch and dent, factory refurbished units, and end-of-line run-out models. It's all cheap, 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 and price to clear. Fridges, washers, TVs, computers, furniture, bedding and flooring, and lots, 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 lots more, lots more. Harvey Norman's clearance outlet, Gardeners Road, Mascot.
Great staff are always the most important element of business. Nova Employment is a free disability employment service that takes the time to find you the right candidate.
I'm Karen from Currajong Kitchen. We've hired many employees from Nova Employment. They take the time to understand our recruitment needs and match up great workers with ability.
So if your business could benefit from great staff with ability, join the over 15,000 Sydney businesses who have made the switch. Visit novaemployment.com.au.
Han, your Superfund statement came in the mail.
Oh, thanks.
And another one, and another. How many do you have?
Lost track of your super? Paying a fortune in fees? Combine all your funds into one low-fee account with Lucrative Super. It's easy, and they'll do it all for you.
Mail truck's backing up, babe.
Oh, more super stations.
excitement?
Yeah.
Take control of your super with Lucrative Super. You'll see their name on the backside of every jockey this autumn. Jump online today and search for Jockey's Backside.
Consider the PDS on our website before deciding to join.
It's as good as it gets at Australia's leading incentive sale, the Magic Millions Gold Coast March Yearling Sale. Buy your own racetrack star at the auction on March 20 and 21. Recent graduates of the sale include million-dollar earners winning Rupert and Madotti and the all-conquering Buffering, a winner of over $7 million. Race for more with the Gold Coast March Yearling. The rewards are incredible. For more information and to view the catalogue, visit magicmillions.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love our $1 million guaranteed first four pool on the Golden Slipper at Rose Hill Gardens today. Terms and conditions at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ Saturday. Glenn Munsey and Ron Dubbers here with me here at Rose Hill. We've just got a passing shower going through, and we just had a look at the radar. It appears probably this is the last of the significant just for the next hour or two. It appears on the radar, Ron.
Yeah. Well, there's a sell at the moment. If you see there now, if you'd say we were at Homebush, close enough to there, there's just one yellow part going over the top of us at the moment.
And
if you
clear.
Look further out, it's just scattered bits there. But that was a fairly substantial band
stopped
that's going
now.
Over
it's,
the top of
it's
it.
Stopped
yeah.
now. So we think the next hour or two should be clear of rain, may get a light drizzle, but there's nothing significant on the radar. And we should mention also that that race that we just previewed, the Rose Hill Guineas, is the first leg of the quaddie.
Yep.
Races 6, 7 and 8 and 9 are the legs of the quaddie today here at Rose Hill. Well, this market's been up for ages, but the weather's going to play such a role, the track condition with the Longines Golden Slipper.
Yeah, and a guaranteed million-dollar first four pool here just to make it harder. I think it's the hardest slipper I've seen for a very, very long while because you just don't know how these horses are going to get through it.
Yeah.
I spoke to Dominic Byrne yesterday, and he said normally in the slipper you can pen at least half of the field straight away.
Yeah.
But he said this year, you just don't know. Their ratings tell you you should be penning them, but you
just never know.
Yeah, I think there's only, there's only sort of six or seven horses that have been on any sort of heavy track, and this will be by far and away the heaviest track they've ever seen.
All right,
so
we'll
let's rip through
it.
The market anyway. We start with Pariah as a $10 chance. Veronillo is at 35. Trapeze Artist is at 35. Single Bullets at 26. Diamond Tathagata is a $26 chance after being as much as $71 on Tuesday. Trekking at 35. Invader came out this morning. Rotten luck for those connections there. 3 cents a win and 4 cents a place, but the part of that at 8,000 by 6,000 the other day, don't worry, you're getting your money back. Monari is a $21 chance. Catchy at $5.50. Formality with the near side blinker on at $26. Tulip at $9.50. She Will Reign at $6. Frolic is a $10 chance now. We did go back up 11. We've got Teaspoon at 35. Remember, Dwayne Dunder ride it. Scrolling down a little bit further here, we go to the favourite in Hootson at $4.40. Medinity with the winkers off at $61. And Chauffeur gets the run now. Blinkers on, Josh Parter ride, $35. They've taken 51 this morning, 51 into 35. Well, as Andrew said, it's been a race that's been open forever. But over the last couple of days, I'd have to say the most popular runner has been Frolic. Second pick would be Catchy. And right up there is Diamond Tathagata.
Okay, well, the speed in the race, we discussed it at length earlier, but Hootson, we all know how quick she is. She'll just come across, take up the running, and then it's just a matter of who poses up behind her. I think Formality's going to hold some sort of a spot. Diamond Tathagata's won't be too far away. Veronillo's another that will go forward. And, of course, She Will Reign, if she comes away cleanly, she's got plenty of natural speed, so I would envisage that she'll also press forward and try to hold some sort of a spot. Away from those, I think the rest of them are probably give up, so they'll give their spots up. Minari from Barrier 1, Gerald Ryan hinted that he's not going to let it get too far back. It may be in, the second or third line, but Hootson, unopposed.
Yep, I agree with that. I sort of had... the horse is directly drawn inside, are probably digging up, trying to get a push across from Hootson. That would be She Will Reign and Teaspoon to a lesser extent.
Okay.
What's been well spoken about the race, There's no tail. You can go down to the bolter of the field here and make a case for it. I'm going to stick to my guns with a backup horse here in Tulip. Love the way she just controlled that race and just owned it there last week in the Magic Night. If she can bounce off that and travel like she did the other day in these conditions, I think she's got the hard legs here. I respect Catchy. I think she's the best filly in the race, and good reports about her settling in well. 15, Hudson, no knock at all. Just with a testing 1,200, they heart in your mouth the last 50 metres. And I think Minari's a big improver here. I just want to be forgiving of him on, you know, just eased out at the start the other day and then making that long run, the sustained run around him. I know he's got similar conditions to deal with today, but it's a different track. He's at home. He's got a beautiful draw just to tag up fifth or sixth there, and he'll be given every opportunity to win. Look, I had him down as the best two-year-old until his last start. And of the others, one more I want to mention here is Trekking. He may be one run behind, but I think he's a very good colt. 11-9, 15-8.
Yeah, I'm with the Queenslander, Hootson. She's unbeaten four from four. Just trying to look through her form. She won her first two races brilliantly. When she did win the Magic Millions and she got a little bit tired after being used up, you've got to remember she was on a quick backup. She was on a seven-day backup, having a third start in a race in 21 days, and she took it all before her. She's had 49 days off into that race at Eagle Farm the other day where she ran better time than the older horses. The three-year-old race that day, the winner carried 52. This filly carried 63 and ran better time than her. Here she is, second up off a little break, ready to peak. She's only got to get through the ground, and I think she'll be really hard to beat, especially up on the speed, you know, not getting all that mud kick back in her. Nine's the Danger Catchy. She's the other unbeaten filly in the race. She's won four from four. We all saw her Blue Diamond win. She's got the services of Craig Williams. He'll know where to go in this race. She's going to be hard to hold out. 12 for third, she will reign. No knock on her at all. I thought her run was good the other day behind Frolic. She was ambushed when Frolic got to the outside and was wound up in that best ground. She's won the Ken bounce back. She does get through the ground. And for fourth, I'm going to put in Frolic, number 13. There was, you know, even though it was bias-assisted, the last two wins have been very strong and it's come on nicely, this filly. I'm 15, 9, 12 and 13. I'm with the fillies all the way today.
Okay, is there anything else? I know you've well explained it, guys, you know, how open it is. But, Mike, if there was a fifth tip slipper.
Yeah, I think the one that Ronnie mentioned there, Minari, I'm not saying it was a bad ride the other day because the jocks learned how to ride on the day, but he made a long, searching, wide run on the turn and that, and as Gerald Ryan quite rightly pointed out, the horse ran out of gas. So Minari's the one I'm definitely interested in.
Okay. Darren Flindell likes the 13 Frolic to beat 11, 12 and 15. 13, 11, 12 and 15 in the Longines Golden Slipper at 10 past 4. Glenn?
Just a couple of markets on the slipper. A colt wins the slipper, $3. A filly wins the slipper, $1.38.
And there's 8 and 8.
Because Invaders replaced my chauffeur, so it's 8 and 8.
Yep.
David Hayes trains the winner, $3.30. And David Haynes doesn't train the winner, $1.33. So there's two markets for you.
And where do they go to get them?
They're under Racing Extras, and there's a couple of head-to-heads as well. Hootson against She Will Reign. Hootson against Catchy. Also, She Will Reign against Catchy. So they're under Racing Extras as well. So just a couple of little side markets there for you on the slipper.
And, of course, we've got that big $1 million.
Guaranteed pool of $1 million on the first four. Good luck to everyone that plays.
The Golden Slipper at 10 past four. We're counting down to that big one. But I'll tell you, the Galaxy, Glenn, this is a ripper.
Yeah, well, we'll have to give these a try, Andrew. I think Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs. I don't know if they're as good as the sausage rolls or the frittatas, but Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs sponsor the Galaxy Race 8 on the program. And Music Magnate is a $9 chance. You could wash it down with a Pepsi Max. Phil Swoop's a $7.50 chance. English at 6. Big Money's at 26. Fatinar at $16. Red Zell is an $8 chance. Heavily at $9.50, I should say. Sepedo is an $8
chance. Felines at 23. Miss Promiscuity, 71. Jungle Edge, 71. Russian Revolution, favourite now, $4.50. Miss Rocket, 41. And Glenn All, the dual accepted, a run here is a $15 chance. Well, the best back runner here is Russian Revolution. You could have got as much as $15 about it in the all-in market on Monday. Was into $6 equal favourite, final field market Wednesday. Now outright favourite at $4.50. Second best back runner is English, and third pick is only just Sepedo, who's been $13 into $8 in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, speed in the race. Well, Fartnar's going to hold its spot from a good draw, and then the other two, we've got Redzel and Heatherly, both with abundant pace. So I think those three will sort the lead out. Posing up behind them, maybe Jungle Edge, Miss Promiscuity, and, of course, Russian Revolution is a horse with plenty of speed from a wide draw, but I would think that they'd be coming across and tagging those other wide runners, trying to get into a fairly handy 2-3 wide spot.
I agree with all that. Looks a solid fast run race, obviously. Good race, terrific race. I think it might be Fell Swoop's day. I know it's been a while since he's been in the winner's circle now, but he had a few little excuses in the Oakley plate. His second up form solid. He found a lot of trouble in his only heavy track run at Randwick earlier on in his career, so I think he'll handle this going, and he does have probably maps quite nicely here. Would have been clear top pick on a drier track, just at his first up, Russian Revolution. Jesus, the stable's oozing confidence with him. He's been really set up for this with two winning trials, and obviously... I think Karen's going to ride him half over, so I expect him to carry 51 here. He's been given permission. Of the others, English, not as well off at the weights today, but she did a good job at her first try on the heavy there in the challenge, and she got no favours with the bias there. And Sepedo, he's drops 5 kilos here. 1,100 suits him more than 1,000, and he'll run a much better race now that he's had a run under the conditions. The other two horses I want to mention here, I've got a little bit of an eye on Miss Rock here. She won the Percy Sykes on the soft last year, and look, could do something this three-year-old. And Glenn All's the other one. I'm finding it hard to think about him. He's a very fit horse now.
They had the option of going to the other race too,
yeah,
didn't they?
Yeah, yeah. I suppose that when these three-year-old colts, the Russian Revolutions and the Glen Alls, they're trying to make stallions out of them as well. Glen All's trying to do a Bletchingly. Bletchingly won as a three-year-old, won his the Galaxy at his fourth start in a race. So there's a bit of trivia for you.
Could it also have something to do 1,100 rather than 1,200? They just
don't think
he's a 1,200-metre horse at the moment?
Yeah. Maybe, but maybe they're trying to win a group one with him. 2, 12, 3, and 8.
Yeah, super little race, plenty of chances. I'm giving Redzel, the stablemate, to Russian Revolution, a good chance here. I thought he was good first up in the challenge, was beaten a lip after doing a little bit of work. His second up form was progressive. He meets English 3 kilos better for that run, getting back to a handicap condition here. His wet track form is good. And from that draw, he's going to come across and be in the first three or four all the way. 6 on top. Heatherly for second. She's a top-class mare from down south. Both runs back have been good this preparation. Her third up form is outstanding. She excels third up. They're pretty much her best run of any given preparation. She's raced well on her two soft runs. And I think she'll just cross with Redzel and, and smoke a pipe up on the speed. 8 for third, Sepedo. Look, both runs back have been quite okay this preparation. And third up here, ready to produce its best with Craig Williams on board. Well, we'll be giving them a start, so you need the run-ons to be suited. And for fourth, number 9, Felines. Another one that wasn't too bad first up in that race behind English. She was an $8 chance in that. She's big odds here. Her wet track form is good, her second up form is good, and she's another that gets a 4 kilo turnaround the weights off English. 6, 7, 8, and 9.
Darren Flindell goes the 3 English today to beat 1, 12 and 6. 3-1, 12 and 6 for Darren in the Galaxy. Race 9, the last leg of the Quadrella today. This is the Brantford Black Epona Stakes over the 1,900 metres.
Yeah, we'll start with Ambiance at $15. I've got a new pronunciation for it. El Lou is at $4.80. Gabella at $17. Allegria at $4.60. Happy Hannah is out. I've just father put the deduction down there at the moment. Then we go to Song and Laughter at $8. Van Dancer, the $3.90 favourite. So Finn at $21. Top of My List at $12. Consommateur is a $10 chance. Rose's Song is out, no deduction. O'Reilly's Angel at $51. And Lama Hilton is a $26 chance. This is the quietest betting race of the day. The best supported runner now, dollar-wise, is actually Gabella in front of El Lou, Allegria and Consommateur, but there is basically zero interest.
Yeah, well, you heard us all moaning and groaning before when Andrew said that the scratching of Rosa Song, because that was the only designated leader. We haven't got one now, and looking for something that'll take up the running. Well, Van Dance has got some speed if they want to use it. I think Top of My List from a wide draw will definitely be pressing forward. And then the barriers 1 and 2, El Lou and Gabella, there's no reason for them to get too far away from the speed. And maybe the bottom one, Lama Hilton, won't be too far away. But messy race now, Ronnie. Have you got a leader?
Very, very messy race. The only things I could come up with was maybe Top of My List coming just striding across from the outside there with them all handing up. And or maybe it's the day to lead with Song and Laughter. She's been pulling her head off behind. She may settle better in front. Like she took off there at the about 600 or 700 metres there the other day. She took off under her own steam and nearly pinched it. So maybe it's the day that she could lead and she might relax better from the front. I don't know. I'm guessing. I think this is a nice horse here, Consommateur, number 10. She's relatively inexperienced. She looks strong. Looks a target race from Mick Kent. He won this race 2 years ago with Scratchy Bottom. So look, he likes to think things out. So I would have preferred more speed up front for her because she does look a real grinder. But look, she is 1,500 to 1,900 on a testing track. I'll go with her. Van Dance is the big danger. She should have finished closer when having a first run in 49 days last time. And that was on a wet track. So that'll toughen her up for this. And she maps well here. For Allegria, two runs back have been great. Look, she was in the fast lane last time, but perfect prep for this. And I've got a very close eye on Gabella on a wet track. She had good French wet form. And her run in the Cranbourne Cup first up wasn't bad. 10.743.
Yeah, a good little race. And I suppose everyone's questioning whether number two can run 1,900 as they were questioning her ability to run a mile last a fortnight ago. But I think now with the lack of speed in this race, and it looks like it's only going to be a jog trot for much of the race, I think El Lou's got to be given a chance again. She's in great form. She's having a fifth run back. She's won her last two starts. Her wet track form is outstanding. I can see she's got to run the trip, but, you know, as I say, with the lack of speed here, she really does get a good chance to relax from barrier one and waste no energy at all. She gets into the right spot. I think she's going to be competitive for sure. For Allegria for second, hit the line quite nicely. Both runs this preparation, was good in the aspiration. She's got heavy track form. She's got good third up form, so she ticks a lot of boxes. She probably will get back a little bit here with no speed on, but if she gets into the right firing line, she can be competitive. 6 for 3, Song and Laughter. Look, she's rock hard fit. She handles the wet. She was terrific two starts back in the Para Cup in that race, won by Classic Uniform. Dark Eyes has come out of that race and won its next two starts. Red Excitement raced well its next start. And Ronnie might have made a good point there. If she rolls forward and gets to settle a little better, I think she can be competitive for sure. As I say, rock hard fit and gets through the ground. And for fourth, number 7, Van Dance. Nothing wrong with its form at all. Last start was off a 49-day break. That was in that mile race at Randwick. Should be a lot fitter. And the form prior to that at and around this distance was quite sound. 2, 4, 6 and 7. If she gets a soft enough time, she'd be hard to beat again.
Righto, Darren Flindell likes Van Dancer for the Moroney Stable to beat 2, 4 and 10. 7, 2, 4 and 10 in the Epona. Repeating again, today's Quadrella ends with race 9. It's on races 6, 7, 8 and 9 through the tab today. Well, we lost the provincial championship qualifier earlier on in the week at Gosford. It's now race 10 today, Glenn.
Yeah, and we've lost the championship on the same day 2 years in a row. Last year was Newcastle, and this year was Gosford. So we've got Rado here appearing at $17, Oscar's Choice at $81, Twist Tops at $15, Machine Gun Jubs $4.20, Lady Zhivago is a $17 chance, Rock on Zariz at $15, Alaskan Wolf at $71, Flash Fibian at $15, What Could Be at $21, A Point Percy with the earmuffs off at $14. Invincible George came out this morning, 4 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Dream Lane, 11. Pomelo at $3.70. Leamy Astray out, no deduction. That was yesterday. Then we go to Heavenly Anna, 26. Giant's Daughter, 35. The Wasp is at 16. The next two are out, Calabasas and Gadfly, no deductions. And Flavian with the blinkers on is a $26 chance. Well, as was the case when the race was on Wednesday, the only two horses they've shown any sort of significant interest in here are the two favourites in Pomelo and Machine Gun Jubs. Third picks, which are a fair way away, are What Could Be and The Wasp.
Yeah, well, speed in the race are the two favourites, Machine Gun Jubs and Pomelo. They'll both roll forward. I suspect they'll sort the lead out. Rado won't be too far away. And the bottom one, Flavian, it's another that can take up some sort of a spot. They're my first four in the run. Then there's a bit of a bunch up behind them. But look, it's quite feasible to think that the two favourites will be running 1-2 here, Ron.
Agree. I think this is a good mare. Number 13, Pomelo. Love what she's done. Look, she's put margins in them, winning at a two runs back. Six lengths at Kembla. I know that was only a benchmark 59 or something there. But that Randwick win, she took control of that race and she ran right through the line. I think there's a lot to like about this mare. I thought she was one of the better bets of the day. I think Machine Gun Jubs is the obvious danger. She's well performed. It's 40 days between runs now, but she's got very good soft form and doesn't know how to run a bad race. Of the others, well, actually, I'm tipping Rado for second, actually. He's got a city win two starts back on a soft seven, so I thought he was the value. Then Machine Gun Jubs, best of the rest. Number nine, What Could Be. He's a lot better than what his form suggests.
Interesting how she looks in the yard. We got the replay of Pomelo's when she absolutely fell apart. Yep. In the enclosure the other day. That was the first start away from Kembla.
Yep.
So it'll be just interesting how she... But it didn't seem to affect her.
No.
I don't know what she's like normally because we don't get the chance to look at her.
Okay, well, I wasn't there.
She was just an absolute muck ladder before she went out.
Okay, I won't panic if I see that.
Yeah. So your numbers?
My numbers are 13, 1, 4 and 9.
13, 1, 4 and 9. Okay, Mike?
Okay, well, yeah, I'm with Ronnie. I think lightly raced mare. She's got plenty of ability. Strong winds, both runs back this preparation. She was good on the slow track there at Randwick the other day. 31 days since that run, I suspect that they've just marked time with this mare in getting ready for the championship final. If she's up to the mark, she's too good for these. She's got a turn of foot. She can produce great sectionals. And third up last preparation, she stepped up to 1,400 on a really hot pace and towed them. So third up here looks perfect. I thought 12 was the danger. A bit of a roughie here at a price. Well, Dream Lane. First up, a bit of a no-no on a heavy track with no trial. But this horse has put in all three fresh appearances. It won fresh last prep in a good race at Canberra over 1,200 metres. It's got wet track form, a little bit of wet track form to go on. And I just think it's a roughie, a bit of a price. 10 for third, a point Percy. This one ran on well first up at Wagga. Fitter here. It's got good slow track form. Tommy Berry goes on board. He'll know which way to go, you know, by race 10 for sure and certain. And for fourth, number eight. Number eight, Flash Fabian. Another one that hasn't trialled. A three-year-old with a bit of ability. If the track was a little bit drier, I probably would have had a second pick. So just a slight concern about the going for it. But look, I'm with Ronnie. I think it's one of the better bets of the day. 13, 12, 10 and 8.
And completing that trio is Darren Flindell. He goes the 13 as well to beat 4, 6 and 3. 13, 4, 6 and 3 in the Provincial Championship qualifier. And don't forget, down at Albury tomorrow, another qualifier for the Country Championships. That series begins, or continues, I should say, Albury tomorrow. So they're the 10 races that we wanted to look at, and really most attention on the Golden Slipper. Duff, are you brave enough to go something standing out, or are you going to wait for the day?
Our Century in the first.
Okay. No, can you leave me alone?
Before I go, I want to thank Bridges. Someone knocked off all the form guides last week. I got here yesterday in the room. There was a form guide. There was a winning post. There was macaroons.
Yeah, there was chocolate. Did you eat the chocolate?
No.
Did you eat the chocolate?
A bucket of beer.
Yes. Yes. Bucket of
what
beer.
What service that was?
The guy's name, Simon Cox, the general manager of Bridges. I saw him yesterday at
the
Carbine Lunch, and I said, just make sure they've got something.
We're back next week.
These
back
two
next
marks
week.
That
yeah,
are
exactly.
there.
Yeah. All right, Mike, you're obviously our century.
I'm our century in the first and in the last, number 13, Pomelo. I think we can bookend it. Race 1, number 4, and race 10, number 13.
Yeah, and good to see you haven't changed, Michael, in all these years. You're still getting people to pay for you like Lloyd did at golf.
I'll tell you a story next week about him.
Don't tell me now. It's too late. I will say 5 millimetres of rain has fallen since 6 o'clock in those passing showers that we've had. The radar right now looks clear for the next hour or two. Let's hope that it's okay.
It's clearing that cloud now.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Duff, we'll hear from you right through the day. People watching you on Sky Thoroughbred Central, and we'll hear that on Sky Sports Radio.
Massive day.
Yeah, it is. It's Golden Slipper Day, and we'll have it all on Sky Thoroughbred Central. All the previews, as you can see, 10:30, 10 past 11, and that'll be the previews for this morning, with Grafton being postponed. This is Racing HQ Saturday.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Pinot Noir. By De Bortley, of course. Here's the traffic.
The popular Hyundai i30 is now in run out and comes with a free $2,000 gift card on selected models. Visit Hyundai.com.au before they run out. We've got an accident in Warunga on Pennant Hills Road at the M1 involving a motorcycle. Also very heavy now into the international terminal along Marsh Street. With this wet weather, the lights are on the flash in Redfern. That's Redfern Street at Pitt Street. They're also blacked out in Box Hill on Windsor Road at Garfield Road. We've got two fallen trees in Currajong Heights. That's on Bell's Line of Road. One near Bellbird Avenue, one near Pinedale Place, and a fair bit of flooding with this wet weather. We've got reports of flooding in Schofields on Grange Avenue and Hamilton Road, also in Rouse Hill on Rouse Road, and in Shanes Park on Stony Creek Road. Amber's 20% off everything Sally is on now. That's a massive 20% off all your indoor and outdoor tiles, pavers and stone. Hurry, sale ends this Sunday. Amber has the answer. I'm Jess Capolupo on Sky Sports Radio.
Every Thursday morning at 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio, it's Chinwag with Cozzy. Sean Cosgrove chats with the characters of racing and explores their special moments. Thursday mornings, catch Chinwag with Cozzy on Sky Sports Radio.
AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off products, including wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware with the new black chrome finish out soon, plus vanities, toilet suites, basins, freestanding and drop-in baths, and so much more. AstiVita.com.au. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations, with free delivery to most areas. AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off. An Aussie company since 2007. That's AstiVita.com.au.
Sydney's Racing Crown, the Championships, April 1 and 8.
Okay, this is Racing HQ. We're about to preview Flemington, the meeting down there with the Blamey and the other races, but just a couple of minutes with Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club. Brett, we've got a heavy 10. It's safe. We've had 5 millimetres in the last couple of hours, or last 3 hours, but at the moment it's probably the brightest that it's been. The radar doesn't look too bad the next few hours.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. Good morning to you. Good morning, Mums there, and all the punters out in the listening and watching land. And look, what an exciting day it is, rain, hail or shine. It's the biggest day of Group 1 racing in the country, 5 Group 1s, and, of course, the big one is the Longines Golden Slipper Stakes. And we're just so excited to be able to present the meeting today. Very proud of the track team who have withstood all this weather and have a track that is safe for racing. And fans, everyone will be spoiled for choice, not only with racing, but everything across the race course. Headlined, of course, by our cut in food and drink prices by up to 33% across all members and public areas. Fantastic incentive for people to come out to the races and enjoy the wonderful facilities at Rosehill Gardens, that refurbishment. Fans, the gates open for members at 10:45, for general public, 11 a.m. And can I remind people that they're integrated ticketing, so if you pre-purchase the ticket, you can get the train right to the race course. There's also shuttle buses that run from Strathfield Station straight to the race course and from Parramatta Station and Parramatta Wharf to the race course. So to and from, there's plenty of options to get there. Get undercover. Don't worry about the weather. You'll have a great time. And a special reminder, too, for the after party at the Rosehill Bowling Club.
Yeah, it'll be going off there for sure, whoever wins the Golden Slipper. And while we've got the Golden Slipper as the number one attraction today, Winx has sort of lived in the shadow a little bit this week, but you get the chance, the second last chance this carnival, of seeing Winx go around in a race today. So it's a special day. It's an iconic race day, and certainly the meeting is on a rain-affected track. Brett, we'll see you in a little while, mate.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck to all the punters.
Gates open for members 10:45, for general public 11 here at Rosehill. Let's move to Flemington in Melbourne. The track down there is a good four. The rail out at 3 metres today. The scratchings, race one, takeout number 11. Race two, 6 and 8. The third, the scratchings are 9, 10 and 11. Race four is clear. Race five, Blackheart Bart comes out and most likely goes to the Goodwood. Race six, takeout 2 and 8. Race 7, number 7. Race 8, number 8. And race 9 at Flemington, take out 10, 11, 12 and 17. And take note that in race 6, the rider for 6, Waxing, is Bo Mertens claiming 2. Race 6, number 6, Bo Mertens. And he's done all the form and he's ready to go, our good friend Dean Lester. How are you, Dean?
Not too bad, thank you, Andrew. Yeah, done all the form for Flemington. Looking forward to a good meeting.
Yeah, fine weather, obviously a lot better, and we spoke with David Hayes about it, just how dry it's been there. So this track probably gets to a 3 pretty early, and the rail out to 3 metres, I know you discussed it back on Monday.
Yes, and yeah, it's, it'll be interesting to see how it plays in that position after 2 weeks in the true and the controversial inside part of the track where there's Kaikuya on the track. So hopefully it squares up a bit from the past couple of weeks.
Okay, Mark Hutter's online as well. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew.
Looking forward to this on a good four, and as I say, it'll get upgraded with 29 degrees on the way in Melbourne today. So Glenn Munsey's still with us from tab.com.au. Glenn, what about the opener here, 12:35?
Yeah, I'll just go back to it, Andrew. And the first on the program here, we start with Canny Anna, who is a $15 chance. Catch a Fire at $4.40. And that price makes it favourite. Shakespearean Lass at 5, Androssi at 12, Tychiato at $8.50, Invincible Heart at $6.50, Chat de Maggie at 41, Euston Road at $4.60, Lake Como at 12, we've got Give Us a Go at 17, and Ruby Lane is a scratching. Not a great deal separating the top two picks here, which are Catch a Fire in front of Invincible Heart, and then a long way away third pick is Euston Road.
Okay, Dean, how do you see the opener at Flemington?
Look, Andrew, I'm not that keen on this race, so I've gone for a bit of value here down the bottom in number 10, Give Us a Go, who I was giving a little place chance to first up. Came into the yard and it was just a little bit underdone. I think we will have improved a lot off that run, and a lot of the main form out of that race is the main form for this race. So I just think at a price I could have a little something each way on number 10. From Catch a Fire, Blinkers On, I think, is an important move here. 6, Invincible Heart, ran well last start, has got a chance. And Euston Road, who swept home first run for the new stable and has won at Flemington. But, yeah, not a race I'm that keen to get involved in. 10, 2, 6 and 8.
Yeah, I'm tipping gate one up the straight here, so who knows if that'll be any good or no good. I'll tip number 2, Catch a Fire. I just think it's ready to win. The blinkers go on. It was strong last time. The 1,200 metres will suit. It's going to take a very good ride, and just hopefully we're in the right part of the track. To beat number 4, Andressi, had a couple back. They've both been good. It bombed the start last time, which didn't help it. 10, Give Us a Go. Certainly got a value chance. It came down the centre of the track last time and will be fitter for that. And 4th pick, number 8, Euston Road, who went to the new stable. It was a funny race at Ballarat, but it did blow them away. and has run well up the straight before. 2, 4, 10, and 8.
Greg Miles likes Shakespearean Last number 3 to beat 5, 8, and 2. 3, 5, 8, and 2. And just on that, Dean, question without notice, is this Miles' last Flemington?
It is. Yes, absolutely. This is his last Flemington meeting, because we go to Mornington next week, Bendigo the following week, and then the last two meetings he'll call on the Saturdays will be at Caulfield.
Caulfield, yeah. It will be a special day, because he obviously has tasted so much, called so much glory there at Flemington. So a special day for Greg, who's retiring come Easter Saturday. Let's move to race two, and this is the VRC Thanks Greg Miles Trophy.
Magnificent segue, Andrew. You can't believe you've been in radio only moments. Tronchant is a $23 chance here. Flying Jess at $7.50. The Answer, My Friend, at $1.95. Wasn't Me at $16. Violated, $8. We've got Magna Rockets out. Bastille at $3.30. Gershom is out. And Pop is a $34 chance. Best supported runner here is The Answer, My Friend. Actually went back up $1.90 this morning, out to $1.95 now. Is easily the best supported runner. In fact, three times the amount of money on it than its nearest two rivals, which are Violate and also Bastille.
Mark, how do you see race two?
I see it straight to the front, Hoss, and just improve your position from there for number three, The Answer, My Friend. It's drawn to come across. It should find the lead pretty comfortably. Just did too much work last time, was brave in defeat, should get a much easier run here and really should win. For second, I've put number two, Flying Jess. I thought that last start win over Global Glamour was a beauty. It's trialled well. It'll get back, but certainly be running on. 5, Violate, I thought was good first up. It'll probably be outsped, but be strong late. And 7, Bastille. It should get a lovely run leaders back, give itself every possible chance, but is coming off much weaker races. 3 should win from 2, 5, and 7.
I pretty much agree. I think he'll just roll to the front and win. Doesn't look as though there's any that'll want to attack him mid-race like last time, and he just got nabbed right on the line by a really informed horse too, in Mr. Sneaky, so no disappointment in that. He should be able to take care of this field pretty comfortably. I think Bastille's unbeaten to date, but this is a bit harder. I think he just, because he gets the right run, he might get into second. Violate, I really liked his appearance in the Art pre-race, and he ran well first up. The extra distance will suit, and 2 Flying Jess off the Magic Millions Guineas win freshened up. 3, 7, 5, and 2.
And it's exactly the same way for Greg. 3, 7, 5, and 2 in race number 2. Race 3, down the straight, over 1,100.
Yeah, we've got Sword of Light here as a $5.50 chance. We've got Regal Reward at $11. Hear the Chant at $7.50. Concealer at $9.50. Kentucky Miss for Joey Pride at $4.80, equal favourite. Merriest at $7.50. Leotti at $4.80, equal favourite. Oversteps at $8. Scratch the next 3. Down to the bottom one, Beyond the Dream, is a $19 chance. Not overly vigorous, the support for any runner here. Best supported runner is Sword of Light. Over, Hear the Chant, and exactly the same amount of money on Hear the Chant is on Leotti.
Okay, Dean, race 3.
This is a hard race, Andrew. You can make a little case for every runner here. I'm going to go with number 6, Merriest, who resumes. Really liked a recent trial at Werribee, and she's well and truly capable of winning a race like this first up. I'm going to go with her to beat 1 Sword of Light, who came down the centre of the track at Flemington first race on Guineas Day and ran well. 7 at Leotti might be the best filly in the race, whether she can win at 1,100, but I think she'll be very strong late. And then you take your pick. I'll put in Bruegel Reward, who just seems to have hit a real purple patch of form, but harder here under this weight scale. But slight leaning to Merriest, but a really tough race. 6, 1, 7, 2.
Yeah, I've gone with number 7, Leotti, and what I agree is a tough race. I do think she's the best filly in the race. Listening to interviews from the stable during the week, it sounds like she may be a bit underdone for this, so that's the query. But she's a good filly. She should be charging late. To beat number 6, Merriest, just might be drawing the right spot out there, and did trial terrific at Werribee. It was just cruising to the line behind them. 3, Hear the Chant, never had much luck first up and will be fitter. And 5, Kentucky Miss, getting off that bog track last time might improve. Tough race, 7, 6, 3 and 5.
Greg Miles likes number three here, the Chant, to beat, correction, well, yes, yeah, no, that's right, 3, 7, 5, and 2 for Greg in race number three. And with Henry Dwyer, I was talking to him during the week, and they're aiming up towards maybe a race here and on the way to Brisbane with Leote, so it'll be interesting to see. Righto, to race four, this is the two-year-old fillies race, Glenn, the Thoroughbred Breeders' Stakes.
Yeah, Arctic Angel here, the toppy, is the $3.40 favourite. Time Awaits at 10, Plover Set at $5.50, Garrard at $4.80. Then we've got Beers at Burns at $26. Well, I'm like you, Andy. When you see them the first time, you've got to have a couple of looks. I thought it was actually Beers at Bernie's, but it Beers at Burns, $26. Justice Glory, $21. Peristrophe or Peristrophe at $21. Shoals at $4.80. Runway Queen at $51. And Glen Guru at $8.50. Swallowed a Thesaurus, the people that named the horses in this one. Best supported runner here is Plover Set, although a drifter today, $4.60 at the $5.50. Second pick only just is Garrard, who's $4.40 to $4.80 today. Third pick is Shoals, who's actually as much as $6.50 into $4.80 today.
David gave us a good push for Plover Set, David Hayes, earlier in the morning, the three. Mark, how do you see race four?
I think it's a tough race, Hoss. It's a good race. So I'm going to go number eight, Shoals, who I thought was outstanding winning on debut up at Seymour. Just raced away, was strong through the line. It's had a lovely jump out recently. It's drawn to follow Arctic Angel, who I think's the leader, and give itself every chance to chime in late and get the cash. To beat number three, Plover Set. It was a terrific win on debut. It was in the wrong lane. Yes, Medinity was below its best, but still did a great job to score. Looks like 1,200, no worries. A four Garrard, terrific win at Bendigo. It was worth, I know there's only one turn, it was still working and wide. And then number one, Arctic Angel, who leads them up. I'm just not sure we'll get a strong 1,200 metres. 8, 3, 4, and 1.
Yeah, I like the 8 as well, Shoals. I thought that was a really good win at Seymour. The subsequent jump out, excellent. Just think she's had a really ideal preparation to go into this race, and in an even race, that might be the important factor. Arctic Angel, just whether she runs the 1,200 and coming off that heavy track run last start, but she's going well. I think she'll give a good sight. Garrard's a good filly. I mean, she ran into Catchy at her first run, Hootson at her second run, got the maiden out of the way last start. She'll run well, and I thought Justice Glory was okay, beating Undoubtable Miss at Sandown, and might be big odds. But I think 8 will be very hard to beat at nice odds. 8, 1, 4, and 6.
Greg Miles likes 4, Garrard to beat 2, 1 and 3. 4, 2, 1 and 3 for Greg in race 4. Yesterday we had the scratching of Blackheart Bart out of the Blamey after they think it got cast in its box and took skin off between the hock and the hip area or something, Weary was telling me yesterday morning. So at this stage it's been taken out of the Doncaster. It's unlikely to go there. It's more towards the Goodwood in Adelaide.
And was in the Goodwood anyway. I think we were $3.20 favourite for the Goodwood, but we did take it out of the Doncaster. Now, this market has been turned on its head this morning. They've had about four goes at this market. We've got Blackheart Bart out. Palantino went up 270. Then it was 320. It's now 330. Hiyoshi went up 950. It's now 650. Sir Isaac Newton went up 12. It's now 9. Real Love went up 15. It's now 11. Toss and Stardom went up odds on $1.95. It's now a $2 chance. And Harlem is a $31 chance. Well, Toss and Stardom, the best supported runner here. That was even before the scratching of Blackheart Bart. And if you're on it at the $2.80 in the all-in market, you're probably feeling pretty happy with yourself at this stage. Second pick only just Palantino, then Hiyoshi and Isaac Newton, and there is less than $100 between those three horses.
Okay, small field, Dean, and we've already heard from Lloyd Williams this morning the plan with Sir Isaac Newton is to go forward and lead.
And what's the thoughts on him, Andrew?
No, I'm looking at my notes. He said that he had no luck in the Caulfield Cup. We've gelded him. And that he'll go forward and lead, and they've been happy with the preparation.
I think he's the really interesting runner in the race. Toss and Stardom's the one to beat. He was underdone, I thought, looking at him in the yard and the Futurity Stakes, and so he'll improve off that. He's so well weighted under this scale. he's got to be the one to beat, but Sir Isaac Newton's the one that I'm wary of. I think in recent weeks we've seen the Rob Hickmont horses roll to the front and first up and make a bit of a test of it, and the lead's up for grabs. There's nothing there to threaten him, so I think it'll be race on here. I think 6 and 4 are good chances. 6-4, Palantino, he's a fantastic Flemington 1600 metre horse. He's fourth up from a spell. He's going okay, and Hiyoshi won this race last year, but I think this is a better race. Really looking forward to it. 6, 4, 2, and 3.
Nothing to add. The same four numbers in the same order here. Number 6, Tosin Stardom. Terrific at the Valley. Probably should have won there or gone awfully close. Just beaten last time. Sure to be fitter for that run. Has to be the one to beat. Totally agree. Number 4, Sir Isaac Newton's the massive query. I saw it in the Caulfield Cup. It just pulled itself into the ground. It's got terrific form overseas for a race like this. 2, Palantino. Gee, was playing at Caulfield. It tracked up Blackheart Bart and didn't get near it up the straight, but does go well at Flemington. Then number...
Lloyd told us this morning with Sir Isaac Newton.
What about the pay that he said Vincent O'Brien gave Callum O'Donoghue after the Caulfield Cup?
It would be fair to say they weren't impressed back home in Ireland with the ride of Colmes in the Caulfield Cup. But Lloyd said it's very hard to improve them off Aidan. He won 23 Group 1s last year, but I guess they have gelded him, Dean.
They have gelded him, Andrew, and from my point of view, I thought Colm O'Donoghue's ride was magnificent because he gave the card up for Jamaica into winning the race.
And they've gelded Sir Isaac Newton, not Colm O'Donoghue.
Exactly.
We've confirmed Sir Isaac Newton. We haven't confirmed the other one.
TBA.
Yes. It'll be interesting to see his movement when we see him in the spring.
He might ride 38 kilos.
Race 6 here over the 2000.
Yeah, he could do the Jeff Lloyd bouncer, wouldn't have to worry. Race 6 now, we start with Hursley here, who is a $2.90 favourite. Snitzelwood is out. Redshift at $10. Duke of Ellington is a $15 chance. Goodwill at $7.50. Waxing, Ben Mellum, I think you said, Andrew, the rider there. $11. Gervais at $5.50. Peaky Blinders is out. Don't Plead Guilty. That's good advice to take at $31. Stormy Shore at $41. Wheel Leisure at $4.60. Via Cavour at $61. Lockie's a Star, a $41 chance. This has been a bit of a go, this Wheel Leisure. We did put up $13 in the race here. That was with Snitzelwood in the race as a $13 chance and Peaky Blinders as a $15 chance. He went back up $4.60 this morning. He's easily the best supported runner here over Hursley, who's been adrift at $2.60 out to $2.90. And third pick is now Waxing, who's been 7 out to 11.
The one thing that Lloyd told us about Goodwill here was that he ran with a crook foot last time. They found it after the race, so... That was something that he mentioned here, a tough stayer, high chaparrals in the family, but that might be just crucial with Goodwill. Mark, how do you see race 6?
Well, I'm tipping number 6 Waxing each way here. I think it's ready to fire. It was good last week. It's got gate 1. It'll just be parked away there, midfield inside, minding its own business. Bo Merton's got his tail up. I think the horse is set to peak for this run and got a great each way chance at double figure odds. To beat number 1, Hursley. Comes through the same race, should have won, just couldn't get any room up the straight. It's had some racing, it can't have any improvement. It should slide forward and be hard to catch. Then the two leaders I put in, number 7, Gervais, it looks like getting a pretty comfortable run, just has to run the trip. And 5, Goodwill, I think it might be looking for more of a 2400 metre tempo now, but it's certainly got some chance. 6, 1, 7 and 5.
I'm going to go with Hursley. He's got a big weight, but look, he should have won last week. And this is an easier race. I think he's well placed. I think he'll run very well. The dangers, I think Duke of Ellington's getting fitter. I think out to 2,000 metres will suit him, and he can run a good race. Certainly agree that Waxing ran well last week, and he's a must for the quaddy. And I think he'll get a pretty good run here, and I'll put in Wheel Leisure for 4th, the filly. I think the bigger track will suit her than a couple of her runs of late, even though she won at the Valley and then 3rd in the Tassie Oaks. I think the Flemington track will suit her, and she's got that big weight spread on hers. sure on Well Hursley with the big weight. 1, 4, 6 and 11.
Yeah, Greg Miles likes Hursley number 1 as well to beat 3, 11 and 5. 1, 3, 11 and 5 for Greg in race 6. Working through this 9 race card at Flemington with Glenn Munsey, Dean Lester and Mark Hunter, and we're up to race 7. Glenn?
Yeah, we've got Lord Barrington here, a $26 chance. Staviva at 12. Boom Boir at $8. Rich Charm at 7. Roman Fizz at 19. Big Effort at $7.50. Armada is a scratching. Thelberg at 18. Sword of Justice at 41. Chateau Cheval, a $3.10 favourite. Verstappen at 5.50. Aurelius Hero at 51. Fast Lane to Heaven at 41. And Rain Fast, it's done plenty of that in Sydney lately, at $61. Not a great deal separating numbers 10 and 11 here. Chateau Cheval and Verstappen as the most popular runner, and they've got a long, long gap to third pick, which is Boom Boir.
Okay, passing shower just over the top of us here at Rose Hill, if you can hear that. Dean, how do you see race number 7?
Andrew, I'm going to go with the lightly race Verstappen. The 3-year-old did enough first up. Fitter has trialled very well since that first up run, and really trialled well in the spring down the straight with some of the big guns before the spring carnival. And so I don't think the straight's going to hold any fears for him. I'll go with the Richard's Beauty.
Times, and that's Patrick Maloney. It's a horse that must have cover. It didn't have it the first two runs in. It got it next time and it got the job done. It looks like getting a beautiful run here down the straight. It races well up the straight, and I'm happy to be on each way at the $7. To beat number 10, Chateau Cheval. I thought that was a terrific win at Sandown. It really laid it down there to Handsome Thief and was too strong. I think it'll give you a great sight. 5, Roman Fizz. No luck last time. Got the claim, got a value chance. And 2, Staviva. Has trialled up well. It'll be a long way back, but we'll be running on late. I think 4 each way for me here from 10, 5 and 2.
Greg Miles likes Verstappen number 11 for Danny O'Brien to beat 10, 5 and 4. 11, 10, 5 and 4 in race 7. Race 8, this is the Goodwood Racecourse. March Stakes, Glenn.
Yeah, we've got Kenja Wood here as a $21 chance. Foundation, also $21. Jackanoid Bay at 10, Entirely Platinum at 10, Hazard Beal at 8, Hell of a Street at $4.60, Jesse Bell at 18, we've got Dan Zephyr scratching, Zabrins at 8.50, Pin Your Hopes 34, Tarquin at 19, Stellar Collision $5, Mubakir is a $21 chance, Plot the Course at 17, Amarilla at 61, Orient Line is a $41 chance. Best supported runner here is Hell of a Street. Has remained $4.60 since the markets went up on Wednesday and basically hasn't moved from that price. Second pick is now Hazard Beal, $80 behind it. Third pick is Zabrins and fourth pick is Jesse Bell.
I think Scott Brunton, Dean, did he enter this as well in the Blamey?
He certainly did.
Yeah, so they've stuck to the 1,400 metres here. How do you see race 8, Dean?
Andrew, I'm going with Hazard Beal. Hoping I'm not going off one run too early, but his first up run was very good. 1,400 second up should be ideal. Big track will suit. Whether the Golden Mile at Bendigo in a couple of weeks might be the race he's absolutely targeting, but yeah, I think he'll run well here. Number 5 to beat 12. Stellar Collision, who's up to 1,400, but he is back in form. I think he can race well. Jackanoid Bay, I think, has tried well enough to run well fresh here. He can just slide into a pretty good spot here and run well, and maybe Entirely Platinum next best. But I like Hazard Beal and Stellar Collision, 5, 12, 3, 4.
Yeah, Hazard Beal for me too. I thought he was terrific first up at Cranbourne in a race that didn't really suit. Gets out to 1,400 metres. I just hope there's enough tempo and there doesn't look like mad speed on paper. I just hope they run along enough and I hope you can make ground. And if both those things happen, I think you'll see it charging down the outside. I put number 6, Hell of a Street, in for second. I think it looks like getting a really easy run up near the speed and will give you a great sight. 13, Mubakir. should just drop down leaders back, get every possible chance. And then Nine Zabrins, who has been racing well with D Lane on board, hasn't got everything going for it today, but should be running on. 5, 6, 13 and 9.
Greg Miles likes Hell of a Streak number 6 to beat 5, 12 and 9. 6, 5, 12 and 9 in race 8. And the last at Flemington, just before the last year. I think our race is just after 6, this one at 5.45.
Yeah, the Curra, so all of the races are named after overseas racecourses there, or the majority of them anyway. We've got Bradman here, Ben Thompson, the rider, at $41. Razak is a $19 chance. War Legend at $7.50. Aurum Spirit, $26. Queen of Wands for Clary Connors there, shipped down from Sydney, as a $10 chance. Atlantic City at $12. Portman the favourite at $3.20. Super Haze 21. Strike Force 13. Scratch the next 3. I Boogie at $7.50. Storms are Brewing at 11. Lost Command at 9. Red Ink is at 81. And Cosmic Song is a scratching. Best supported runner here easily is Portman. Went up 3.50 in a full field, 3.20 this morning. He's been averaged out just on the $3.50 mark. Second pick is now Storms of Brewing, and third pick is Queen of Wands.
Mark, how do you see the last?
Well, I'm going each way, number 3, War Legend. I thought it had trialled fantastic going into that race at Sandown. I thought it was a terrific win there. Just might have come back a much better horse. I think it's got a great draw. It slides across with Portman, parks just behind the speed, which comes from out wide, and gets a beautiful run. I think it'll run terrific each way. To beat number 7, Portman, just got too far back last time, should have won the race, gets a lovely run here. 5, Queen of Wands. See, Clary Connors and the Connors team, when they come down here, they just seem to improve, so I respect it. And 9, Strike Force, who should have won up the valley, it rolls forward from that wide gate, it's thereabouts. 3, 7, 5 and 9.
I'm going to throw another one into the mix in 14, Storms of Brewing. I just think she's getting better with every run and gets a cheap run with a lightweight here with a reasonable speed on. I think she'll follow Portman into the race and run very well here. Portman's the danger. He was a pair too far back last time and it was costly. He can run very well here. War Legends, the other one I'm putting in the quaddie. They're the 3 for me, 14, 7 and 3, and I've put in 8, Super Hazer. He's got the capacity to be a decent stayer in the next 12 months, and kicking off here at a mile is an ideal distance. 14, 7, 3 and 8.
Greg Miles likes the 14 as well to beat 7, 13 and 15. 14, 7, 13 and 15 for Greg in race 9. Mark, what have you gone with there on a good 4, upgraded to a 3 later or very much early on in the day?
I think the best is race 2, number 3, The Answer, My Friend, and my best each way is race 7, number 4, Rich Charm.
Race 7, number 4, each way. All right, mate, good luck today.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter there. Dean, what about you, mate?
I agree with the best, The Answer, My Friend, race 2, number 3, but I'll go head-to-head with Mark there. Race 7, number 11, Verstappen. Yeah, race 7, number 11.
Race 7, number 11, and The Answer, My Friend, race 2, number 3. Many listeners would love to get a Dean Lester slipper tip.
Well, I think it all comes down to the ground, obviously, Andrew. I'm tipping Catchy and Hoots, and I think they've had the best form lines all the way through, and if they get through the ground, they're the two for me. So I'll be with Catchy.
Okay, you've been Catchy all the way, and you shouldn't drop off given the way that the horse won the Blue Diamond. It's just a case of getting through the ground.
It is. It certainly is. But yep. I'll be looking forward to the first. I think two Melbourne horses will fight that out, and Big Duke and Our Century. And I'm a big fan of Our Century. I think he might shape up there.
Okay. Good on you, mate. Good luck today. We'll hear you on the radio.
You will indeed. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Dean. Take it easy. Dean Lester joining us there with Mark Hunter. Glenn, you're going to be back in half an hour with Paul Joyce. And to start our 10 o'clock half-hour preview, Peter Volandis, the CEO of Racing New South Wales. There's been announcements made this morning regarding the Everest. The first two slots have been confirmed sold. So Peter will join us just after 10 o'clock with that, and then we'll launch into the preview. Have you got a jockey's challenge?
Yes, but a little change, Andrew, with Sky Thoroughbred Central. We were going to wear at 10.30 this morning, but with Grafton being off, Sky Thoroughbred Central will now begin with the Rosehill preview at 11 a.m.
Okay.
We'll roll into the first four races from the Gold Coast after that. Then we'll have race one at Rosehill. After the first at Rosehill, we'll have the last four races at the Gold Coast, and then we'll have the... the final four races after race one here at Randwick. Right, Jockey's okay. Challenge here at Rose Hill.
Just a couple, because I don't want to get tight for time like you normally push me into.
Are we previewing Canberra, or are we just doing the Gold Coast?
No, we're doing Gold Coast and Canberra between now and 10.
Johnny Scores, Sam, our man. Tommy Berry, 3.10 in Sydney over Craig Williams, 3.30. Glenn Schofield, 4.80. The other riders are Huey Bowman, Kieran McAvoy, William Buick and Ben Mellum, despite the fact I had him riding in Melbourne as well. At Flemington, we've got Mark Zara, 2.10, over Ben Allen, 2.25. Luke Curry, 7.50. Daylight the rest. Luke Nolan, Stephen Baster, Michael D and Bo Mertens. The Gold Coast yet to go up and Canberra. Was that short enough for you?
That's beautiful. I'll see you in half an hour.
Oh, I might even stay here and continue on the
Okay, you just keep going there. Glenn Munsey with Tab, and we'll take a break, and then we'll be looking at the Gold Coast, where they race in southeast Queensland as the feature meeting today.
Did you know that over a third of jockeys are involved in a fall every year? Even the best jockeys can have their lives changed in an instant.
That's why Lucre Super is a proud partner of the National Jockeys Trust, ensuring strong ongoing financial support for injured jockeys and their families. You'll see the Lucre Super name on the backside of every jockey. Lucre Super, the award-winning super fund.
Find out how Lucre Super can help you. Jump online today and search for Jockey's Backside. Where legends are born. Longines Golden Slipper Day showcases Australia's biggest day of Group 1 racing at Rose Hill Gardens, Saturday, March 18. Heralded by the Group 1 Longines Golden Slipper, the world's richest race for two-year-olds, the day features Australia's best as they compete for over $7 million in prize money. Buy your tickets today. Visit www.theatc.com.au.
Favourite ice cream?
Strawberry.
Species of cat?
More of a dog man.
Movie?
Easy. Die Hard. All of them.
Huh. Okay. Your favourite horse to win this weekend?
Well, there's Wildfire. She's a great filly. Oh, and then Black Truffle. She's a proven caliper. And you can't forget Suave fella. He always powers home. I mean, that's like...
Can't choose between the horses you love? Bundle all the runners you love in the one price. And if any of them win, you win with Tab's Bundle Bet. Tab. We love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Where only the best of the best are on offer. 480 of Australia and New Zealand's finest yearlings from international bloodlines. The Inglis Australian Easter Yearling Sale. April 4 to 6 at Newmarket, Sydney. Catalogue available at inglis.com.au.
All around New South Wales. All around New South Wales.
We bring you the best of Autumn Carnival Racing. This Sunday, Albury stages the Southern District Country Championship Qualifier. Then Friday the 24th, it's Cup Day. Catch the tips at 10 a.m. on Racing HQ. Here on Sky Sports Radio. Sky Sports Radio.
Sydney's Racing Crown. The Championships. April 1 at 8.
Righto, in the next 25 minutes or so, we're going to be previewing the Gold Coast and then Canberra, repeating no racing at Grafton today. So it's Rose Hill and then in the ACT, it's Canberra. Right now, though, the Gold Coast, it's overcast and a soft 7, penetrometer 5.3 there. Suggestions of somewhere between 4 and 10 millimetres of rain could fall there today. Race 1, take out 9, 10 and 11. Race 2, take out 3 and 8. That's Glenn Munsey if you're watching on TV too. He's just sticking around to be on TV. He's not uttering anything. He just wants to be seen. Race 3, take out number 2. Race 4, the scratchings are 3, 8, 9, 10, 12 and 18. Race 5, 2, 4, 10 and 19.
Head towards Southport, but we've got our fingers crossed that doesn't happen. It's a terrific meeting for Gold Market today. The rails true with the soft 7. I think as the day progresses, we'll see the jockeys steer towards the middle to outer part of the track today. Andrew?
Yeah, rail in the true. You certainly don't want to get Grafton's weather. They got 70 mil in 5 hours earlier this morning. You definitely don't want that. Let's have a look at the first mate, the cutest two-year-old, and Miss X Factor's the shorty here with Tab Fixed Odds, $1.65.
Yeah, she's a little bit short, but everybody's looking at the form. She's only had one start, Andrew, and filly stuck with her until about 150 metres when Jeff just clicked up Hootsum. Miss X Factor ended up four lengths behind Hootsum. The run was terrific over the 1,000 metres. She is jumping up from the 1,000 to the 1,200 today on a rain-affected track. I think that's a little bit short, those odds. But I'm looking for a fit horse and a horse proven over the trip, and going with Kelly Sweeter's runner here, number four, Shogun Sum. Now, he is on a backup, but he won at Eagle Farm on Monday. Going for three on the trot, and then number eight at a bit of a price, Maru Day. This is a little bit of a raffle, but I'm banking on five each way, Sky Trek, to beat 6, 4, and 8.
Around the $6.50 quote at the moment is Sky Trek. To race four, Land Office, another good ride for Larry Cassidy. It's the favourite at $3.20 over six, Dylan's Luck at $4.60.
Yeah, they're the top two. Gee, I like him a lot today, Land Office. He's first up from a spell. He did trial on Tuesday just to have a little bit of a pipe opener. He was never let go. And I think he's going to be the one clearly here, Land Office. Last time he was first up, it was this track and distance over the 900, but he drew a wide gate. He was jagged back to last. But gee, was eye-catching. And then he went to the sunny coast, off the map, and absolutely blitzed the opposition. I think today from the alley, gate number one, he'll posse a little bit
to the lead. They will hum along here over the 900. I reckon he'll be in striking distance, and I think he'll win. To beat number six, Dylan's Luck, who should be four starts, four wins here. He was unluckily beaten one day. Seems to reserve his best for the Gold Coast. His run last time out in Toowoomba was better than it looks. He probably need to be ridden a little bit more positively early, but he's here with a great chance. I think this is the Quinella, the four and the six. Then to the likely leader, Sassy Tycoon, and number 13, Live Fast. She loves the soft tracks. Four to beat 6, 2, and 13.
4, 6, 2, and 13 in race number 4. Legs of the quaddy time at the Gold Coast. Race 5 begins our time at 3:35. 6 Brazen Moss there at $4. The favourite over Norschwinstein at 5, and Cashing Up and Slidini both at $8 here, Maxie.
Well, what price do you have Delightful Feeling, Andrew?
Delightful Feeling number 8 is at $9.50.
Yeah, I'm happy to take the 9.50 on an each-way basis. This fellow, before he went for a spelly 1-2 highways at Rose Hill, a break, he returned with a good third of the Gold Coast on similar conditions to what he's getting today. It was too short. And then he was quickly up to the 1,400 and could only manage midfield behind Perfect Air, who, of course, is the favourite for the country championship. It was a quick jump, 12 to 14, second up. He's had those two runs now. Track won't bother him. He's drawn nicely. And I think third up, he's going to be very hard to beat. I'd make sure I include him in the quaddy today, number 8, Delightful Feeding for Matt Dunn. And Matt.
Thank you.
race 4, number 4. We'll see you on Sky Thoroughbred Central. Have a good day up there, mate. I hope the weather's okay.
Okay, enjoy Super Day. Thanks for that, Andrew. Bye-bye.
Good on you, Michael Maxworthy, previewing the Gold Coast. As we've told you right through the morning, the Grafton race meeting has been postponed after real heavy rain, 70 mil of rain in about 5.5 hours, saw that meeting called off. So right now, we've got 10 minutes to look at the 6 race card at Canberra. If you want the form for this and you're looking at the Telegraph, it's on page 43. Page 43, the Canberra form or the fields for you. The scratching's on a good 4 with fine weather. Race 1 is clear. Race 2 take out 8, 14, 15 and 16. The third number 12. Race 4 take out the 4 emergencies 13 through 16. Race 5 it's 2, 3, 7 and 16. And race 6 take out the emergency as well, number 16. John Scorse, good morning to you, mate.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Emma. What page of the paper is that form on, Andrew?
It's on page 43. It's not the form, but it's it's the field.
It's just got magnified glass out now, mate. I've got it now, page 43. Yeah. Mate, beautiful conditions.
I know.
The nation's capital as well. A good form, mate. You can nearly run a $3.5 million D-roll rate here if you want to.
Who knows? Maybe the slipper will come off a black opal. Mate, let's hook into it. We've got 9 minutes. The first race, Nickoff, number 3, is the favourite at $3.10.
Yeah, look, I think it's a pretty competitive field. It's 2-3-1-4. I always want to get a watch on it too. It was pretty good a couple of runs last preparation. He's a big favourite, I know, at Orange. He's a bit below his best there first up. But, look, some of his better form's been on the heavy. But he's raced okay on top of the ground as well. He won that gold sport on a good track. So I don't think he's just a wet tracker, but I think he'll improve on his first up run. And I'll give him a great chance against the, obviously, Nickoff. Well, you've got to put the pen through the water run there. It's still trying to get out of it. Four before that was in the run of a nice race in the Burley Griffin Sprint, if you don't mind. And I like it back to the 1,000 metres stable and the jockey. Both having a great run at the moment. So I think it's one of the dangers. Obviously, I'm hoping to put the best for the top weight here. Therese, she's a pretty handsome little mare. Went to Mooney Valley last time, though, a little bit hot for her there. But she's pretty good on a home track, and the 4 kilos get to win really nicely. And Snippet of Hope put up a good performance to win a Wagga last time. So, Andrew, in a field of 8, I wouldn't be surprised to see any one of those 4 win it, mate. 2-3-1-4.
And the 2 want to get what is at $3.40 at this stage with tab.com.au. A shorty in the second here. Epirus Bow is at $2.60. Next best is Chuckles at $8.
Yeah, I made it 3-7-11-6, Andrew. I'm going to go with Prince Jacko here. I know he was pretty good last preparation. He's a bit green in a few of his runs. But, look, some of them are quite good. It wouldn't want to be any shorter than me, so I'd probably prefer him at 1,200 metres. But, look, for the blinkers, I'm saying a better gate. He just has to go against his first up. That was on Black Opal Day, so I'm going to go with him. Nice gate here, but the period
back. I'm strong in a few of those short ones. And got a good day. Very important for the third and under. So I'll go with her. 12-4 out the unit. Was good. A couple of its runs last preparation. A great first up as well. Dickety Serve and a Gap Road Door. Imitation Game is the query. Went down to the English bonus race. Family race started. First up on the long break. Four best for that Costello. 11-4, 1-4, mate.
11, the fancy there in race number 5, and it's at $8 at the moment. Let's look at the last race, 6, a benchmark 60 handicap. Circle Game number 2, the favourite, $3 over Little Ali at 5.
You're made at 8-2, 14 and 5, Andrew. I'm going to go with this fella, Malian, the 6th. First of Edwin at 1, made no, the 3rd and 100 metres that got back at least. I'm going to drive that day. I just think it might be a nice horse on the way. I've never even seen him to jump out of a maze to a 60, but he might be able to do it this horse. So I'm going to go with him on spec 2, obviously. Circle Game, right back to stage, but of course, he's really put on a home track, and look, a massive drop in gauge for the last couple of runs have been much stronger races. 14 at 10, I thought might improve up to 1,400 metres today, and good value about it, and Little Ali also got good paint. Very, very open race the last, mate, 8-2, 14-5.
Yeah, your top fancy there at the moment is at $8.50 with TAB fixed odds, 8-2, 14-5. Six race card, we're on a good fall with fine weather down there in the nation's capital. Got a standout bet?
Oh, look, I think race 3, number 9, Red Heat, the best bet of the day. I'm pretty keen on the 2, Andrew, and if you're a bit nervous, take the Quinella with the 4. Not best bet, race 3, number 9, mate.
That's currently at $2.90 and those Quinella numbers 9 and 4 in that third race. Canberra, the first at 12.30, the last at 3.40, and there'll be plenty of people watching all the screens for the Golden Slipper action. Thanks for your time, John. Thanks for coming in this morning and previewing Canberra.
You're welcome, Andrew. Thanks. Good punting.
John Scores there looking...